Accession number 8256, Reel 4.
Mr. Osborne, Reel 4.
I believe that if Admiral Holland had sent us round to the back of the Bismarck, which would have made her split her fire and distracted her attention from, or sole attention from, the hood, the outcome may well have been different.
I think you were telling me earlier that after the Bismarck action you felt that you didn't want to go into action again.
It was such a shock to me, in fact it was apparent to the people at home when I went home on leave that I was obviously very shaken by it. People were asked about going into action again. In fact, I remember some of people on board being asked about the Tirpitz, and they said they were looking forward to engaging the Tirpitz. I couldn't understand this reasoning in view of what happened during the Bismarck engagement, Bismarck being sister ship of the Tirpitz. The hood was sunk, Prince of Wales was mauled, the King George V, the Rodney, couldn't sink it by a gunfire. I can't understand anyone in the right minds wishing to engage the Tirpitz.
So how do you interpret their action? Do you think it was just bluff, or do you think they really meant it?
I don't really know. I think perhaps there must be some bravado amongst it. It could be that they didn't think, or their memories were too short, or they are perhaps not as sensitive as I am. I think I am hypersensitive, actually, to these things that go on around me.
Do you think it's possible that people get so bored that they're willing to go into action just for the sake of the excitement, even though it means danger to life and limb?
I think it's possible. In fact, before the engagement with the Bismarck, I perhaps had that attitude myself. When one can knock off a few rounds at aircraft and knowing full well that they're not going to attack you and there are going to be no casualties on your ship, then you are being very brave and you're a good fellow. But when it comes down to big gun, ship-to-ship engagement, then no one with any reason can look forward to it.
I think you heard about the effect of a shell from the Prince Eugen on the Prince of Wales. Can you describe that?
Yes, it was an 8-inch shell that came down into the boat deck, came from the starboard side, down through the wardroom stores, I think it was the stores, crossed the passageway on the main deck and entered the working space below P3 turret. The working space is on the main deck of the P3 turret, and it went around the working space where there are a lot of men supplying the ammunition to the turret, passed behind the neck of one man, singeing him, and ended up on the deck. It was picked up, some iron bars, and thrown over the side. And of course the man who had the singe across the neck didn't get very much sympathy. It's rather strange, you know, when someone has a near miss, like the man who we lay on the deck on the Siang Wo, and someone was grazed by a piece of shrapnel across the buttocks, and all he got was laughter.